All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. All right, let's get into this. Hello, is this on?
I think it is. Thank you.
Oh, boy, that's bright on my face, and the hair looks like shit. Don't like that at all. Oh, I look like a rooster. And my face is all like bleached out. I had a realization at about the same time that I had a bit of correspondence with one of the audience members. Jen said, EZ, have you thought that the reason why your camera is getting blurry is every time the air conditioner goes on, that something might be touching the air conditioner that's vibrating the camera? And read it about the same time that she had written that in, I was having that same thought, and it turns out that that's 1,000,000% correct. This window rattler air conditioner is touching the piece of furniture that the camera is on. So there was a period of time when that would go on and it'd go blurry, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's the energy that's frying the camera. That's it. That's the problem. That wasn't the case at all. It was just vibrating from the stupid thing. Oh my God. I'm such a loser. Welcome to you all. Hope things are well. I know they're well with me. I feel good. I feel really good. Don't tell Pooh Bear. But I did a running workout yesterday. Like, even more so than the one I was talking about that I did on Friday. I think I'm determining that if there's any way that I can have any degree of success in running, because I want to flat out run hard. I want my lungs on fire. I want just, you know, completely gassed from doing some type of hard training. I need that in my life. I'm like the dog that just has to run around like an asshole to get it like out of his system. That's me every day. but I cannot run every day. That is the only way I can make this happen. Like yesterday, I ran hard. But in order to do this again, I cannot run today. I cannot run tomorrow. If I'm lucky, Thursday. That's how I got to do this because my knees hurt so fucking bad. Now, if I'm fortunate enough to actually be successful and lose the 20 pounds that I need to lose and quit being such a fat bitch, 20 plus pounds, actually, the lighter, the better. Maybe my knees won't hurt so bad. Radio voice Linda says, Amy should train you and take video. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm superior to her in knowledge. I would crush her. I plan on it. I would break her heart. I'd run her into the ground. I'd run anybody into the ground. Okay? I'm stubborn. That would be like, you know, a child learning how to ride a bike, training Tony Hawk how to ride a BMX bike. Maybe not the best example. First thing I could come up with to illustrate my point. So I went hard. These half mile repeats, and I was so glad to get it done that I even took a screenshot of my times because I gotta like record my times and send it off to Chris D, who is another one of our running enthusiasts here. And my God, when I got done running half mile repeats, which is a real lung burner for me. Basically, what you do is the shorter the distance, the harder you go. So let's say you did mile repeats, which is twice as far. Each one is a mile. You can't go nearly as hard as what you did for the half mile repeat. You get it? So basically, you run the mile repeat and you're just before red line. Okay? So it hurts, but you can get it done. You can maintain that pace for 1 mile. That makes sense, right? Now, for some people, that might be 16 minutes a mile. It's all based on rating of perceived exertion or RPE. It's not about time. It's about how you feel. So when you do the half mile repeats, you're full on in the red. That's like a 5K pace, faster than 5K pace. And I'm like, oh, my God. And by the time I got the third one done, I was feeling like pain in areas that I hadn't felt in a couple of years. And it was not good. Limped my ass back into the house. The first one came in at like 4 minutes, 33 seconds. No, first one was 4 minutes, 36 seconds for a half mile, which is slow as shit. I used to do that in like 3 minutes, 15 seconds, not long ago. Second one, 4:19. All right. 8:40 a mile pace, 8:38. Third one, I hit the wall. It wasn't as slow as the first one, but almost. And I could feel it. About the first 300, I was like, oh, fucking shit, I'm dead. Dead, I tell you. Get home, and I'm like, you know what's funny about it is when I run like that, you can really feel your tits and belly moving, like undulating, tits heaving. And again, I don't have any running gear. I've just got grandpa shorts on, high socks, and running shoes. I do have running shoes. But now, look, I'll tell you this. This could all end in a day. But I went to bed last night, and my knees really, really hurt bad. And I woke up, no pain. So I'm like, okay, now we're just going to ease into this. No big deal. So I think maybe if I'm lucky, I'll run 3 days a week. That is the only way right now I can manage this. My God. Big news to report. Okay. Tucker Carlson is fucking brilliant. What a way to make money. You know, I don't watch him. I obviously don't believe a word he says. But I really admire the, I mean, the amount of money this guy is making on the stupid people that exist throughout the United States, and especially right here. There's only 15 places in America where Tucker Carlson is appearing on his little tour. All right. One of them is right here in West Michigan, because I've told you this before. This is the mecca of brainwashed idiots. If the Civil War begins, the capital of the Redneckville will be right here. Of course, Tucker Carlson is coming here. Chris K says he doesn't even believe what he says. No, he is what's that retarded guy? Alex Jones. He's Alex Jones. He doesn't believe this shit. He likes spending your money when the stupid people sign up for his content that he makes or buys whatever the fuck he's selling. It's no different than what I do times 8 billion. So he gets blown out of his TV job, and I don't know why. Probably money. Who knows? But I like the fact that it doesn't take much for him to be in charge of himself and have his own platform. That's the same thing Alex Jones did. Now, ultimately, it went... I guess it's not a good idea to say that there were crisis actors at the school shooting. That may actually come back to haunt you. I think it's crazy, though. I don't know when you like have an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson, the idea that, you know, you're appealing to this boorish group of slobs, MAGA people, Trump voters. And when you go to a town like you will here in Grand Rapids, Van Andel Arena, and have all these pieces of shit people scream your name, you have to interact with these toothless fucks because of the nonsense that you spew out that you don't even believe. That would be very fatiguing and difficult, because when he shuts off Tucker Carlson and goes about his day, you know, people still want more and more. He has to be, quote, in character all the goddamn time. He doesn't believe the shit that he's spewing. He just spews it, and then you stupid people sign up for it. That's what's happening there. And you are stupid. Make no mistake. If that's who you support, you are a moron. So this piece of shit has to wake up every day, do this act, and then shut it all down. I mean, it's brilliant because of the money that he makes. I mean, you can't really take that away from him. And, I mean, I don't give a shit, really, if he's draining the money of these losers. He is going on tour, and I mean, God knows what's happening at his show at Van Andel Arena. I think he might just be doing his actual podcast. The Tucker Carlson podcast, or what? I've never watched it. I don't give a fuck. Well, Tucker Carlson's special guest at the event on Friday, September 20th, is now, you see, this is great because it's something to talk about for me, but at the same time, it works for Tucker Carlson. I am promoting his event. I'm sure there aren't a lot of people on my show who like him, but there are a few who actually don't mind listening to me, but like him too. And that's great. I don't give a shit what you do. If you want, if you're a dumb fuck and you want to see Tucker Carlson and you still like my show, I mean, more power to you. Okay? If you believe something as dumb as that, then, I mean, I want to just say, fuck, I don't even want you listening to me, but I can't afford to lose anybody. So keep listening. Tucker Carlson is touring with Kid Rock. Okay. Now, outside of making music, there is nothing. Kid Rock is not worth listening to. There is nothing intelligent flying out of Kid Rock's mouth. And this is coming from someone who used to love Bob Ritchie. I traveled to Las Vegas to see him. I was invited to a special show at the Machine Shop, invite only. There was like 300 people there. It was so cool. It was great. Puts on a hell of a show. But he's now gone into that far right world. And I hate that world. I can't stand that world. So what these losers do, I shouldn't call them losers, the people who buy the tickets are the losers, okay? Because they're being fooled into all this nonsense. These two idiots like Tucker Carlson and Kid Rock, again, I keep calling them idiots, but they're not, have tapped in to the stupidity of these people and are getting these poor, impoverished losers to give a ton of money for this bullshit, okay? So the tickets go on sale very soon. I could say where, but it doesn't matter. Everybody already knows. They're probably waiting in line outside in tents. VIP meet and greet tickets will be available exclusively at momsforamerica.us. What are the Moms for America? What does that even mean? Hey, we're moms, but we're for America. I would like to think that all moms would be for America. I mean, even if you're like not American, why wouldn't you? That's a good thing. America is a place where truth and justice in the American way, right? This is the type of, isn't KMK with that? There's all sorts of these groups that have popped up over the years. All these stupid, stupid women who make shit up about themselves and make themselves out bigger than they are. And they say, yeah, well, there's Moms for Freedom. There's Moms for Liberty. There's Moms for Patriots. There's Moms for America. There's everything is like these organizations pop up. And all you have to do is be a dumb slut to sign up. That is the only prerequisite to enter any of these organizations, is to be a stupid slut. That is the only way that is how you would be accepted. You sign up, you fill out a form. Question one, are you a dumb slut? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Blatt is in attendance. That's right, Christian Blatt from the world-famous Who Are These Broadcasters show, known in the chat as Uncle Christians. Yeah, that's right. He's one of the 33 of you that are enjoying this. Our very own KMK locally, she's in Fat Ass Hips for America. That just failed miserably. Pin Pusher says, I love Tucker. Megan says, the most expensive ticket I can find right now is $475. This is what you do. June 14th, get all the money you can, beg, borrow, steal as much money as possible. Buy as many tickets as you can, and you can sell them for 1,000% markup, because this is a target-rich environment where I live. These red state fucks will do anything. They'll sell their they will prostitute their children for these tickets. And they'll do it while they're like reading the Bible. And they'll do it for Tucker. Buy them all and then sell them to these pieces of shit. They'll pay the freight, I can promise you. Corey says, Tucker plays a character. Of course he does. He doesn't believe a bit of it. He's voting Democrat. I know this. That's a fact. My God. All right. So I love the fact that that Moms for Liberty, it says, is a proud partner for the Tucker Tour. Here you go. This is Tucker with these two ladies here. Looks like Kimberly is a mom for America. She's all for America. And Debbie here is also for America. Hang on, folks. I got a phone call. It might be a listener from the radio show. Hey, Q100.
Hey, this is Hellbent for Heather. I thought I was getting Joe Mama. Is this Aaron Zane?
It is.
How are you?
I'm well. Sorry that it's been tough to reach me, but it should be Joe Mama. I forwarded the phones.
Forwarded it?
Yeah.
Didn't get forwarded.
No, my God.
I tried
calling
you a couple times this morning. I missed requesting with you.
I'm sorry. I will do a better job of that, I promise.
No, it's not your fault. I know there's lots of things going on over there.
Oh, my God.
It's all good. I just miss it.
All right. Well, tomorrow.
I was going to request some blues this morning.
Yes, tomorrow do it.
I will come up with a good cover, and I will request with you in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right. I'll call Joe Mama back in a little bit.
Okay. Tell her I said hi. Right.
I will do that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That is Heather. She is a diehard listener of the radio station. Very bright, very sweet. So anyway, Debbie there looks, these look like nice people to me. Kimberly does, Debbie does. They don't really look too scummy, but I haven't heard them speak. So it says, we activate our moms. We connect our moms. We empower our moms. We help moms raise patriots. Okay. So what this all means, it should say, we connect moms to hate the gays. We activate moms to hate black people. We empower moms to hate Mexicans. And we help moms raise bigoted, racist, and patriots. That's what they should do. They should kind of update this. You know? I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Make no mistake. If you support Carlson, you support all of those things that I just mentioned. Okay? You are the type that goes to something like this and cheers. I want to be outside of the arena. And I want to just go there on with just eyes on the people. I don't want to draw any attention to myself more than my nose will draw. But I want to see the boring deans and the meth mouth zaniacs and and Andrea and her lummox husband. I want to see these morons. I want to see these pieces of shit, bigoted human beings who are going to die a lonely death one day. I want to see them at this thing. Holy shit. Can you imagine how much hell we could raise if at the Tucker Carlson event, we had a bus full of drag queens just come piling out of the bus right in front of the arena with these MAGA butt fucks wandering around doing their thing? Oh my God, the pearl clutching. You know what we should do? Because they were showing this, there was a drag queen that was getting tips from kids at the Grand Haven Pride event, which I loved. I mean, if I had young kids, I would have them get a lap dance from a drag queen only to take video of it and then, you know, post it everywhere so that I would drive everybody crazy. What we need to do, we need to get a bus of drag queens and a bus of children. And we need to have all of the children like seated there and then do a drag show for the kids and then like maybe lap dances for the kids. I think that if the kids got lap dances, it would drive these MAGA far right pieces of shit crazy. Okay, yeah, it might be a little weird for the kids, a little uncomfortable, but think big picture here, okay? You know, if you're making an omelet, you got to break some fucking eggs. So just stay with me here. Army of drag queens, army of kids, and then, but these are all child actors, okay? And we interview them or we have them make them available to like the news, and then because they're going to want some comments from the kids, and then have an actor that is a mom with an actor that is her kid and they're not. And yeah, can we have a word with your son, Paulie here? Paulie, how are you? I'm 11 and he's been instructed. He's a great actor. Paulie is in my hypothetical scenario here. Paulie, what do you think about this? Well, I now want to be gay and I want to be a pedophile. Because of this drag queen, just say all of the shit that the far right always says drag queens make kids do or whatever crazy shit. You know, just have them say the most fucked up shit you could imagine. So this is a real life fucking comedy. It's role playing. Oh my God. It would be. People would lose their fucking minds if we did that. Oh. Jeremy says, oh my God, the blonde drag queen wearing 6-inch heels almost snapped her ankle right in front of me. She looked so badly injured. Oh, you were there. Oh no. But yeah, be careful on those big heels. Megan says, what if they were all dressed as Melania? Would they like that better? Well, what if they were all drag queens where they were all like transgender people who actually looked like chicks and didn't look like dudes? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here on the ideas. Anyway. Patrick says drag queens equals clowns. And then he says to Corey, I was just quoting Zane from last week. Oh yeah, I did say that. That's the thing. You gotta remember when you're on the chat. Context, it's in text, so you can't really, it's tough to try to do a callback on chat. People might think you're crazy or weird if you say something like that. Jeremy says, I ended up hold on a second before I get to that. See, what's interesting about what I'm saying right here and what I'm doing right now, I am hoping someone like KMK or one of those pearl-clutching fucks hears this or sees this, because then they're going to turn around and go, look what he says.
He believes that children should get lap dances from drag queens. Oh my God. Think of the children. How are we going to make patriots if they're getting hard dicks from drag queens? Oh my God. We're trying to make patriots here and do the right thing.
Oh, fuck.
You've got to stop this. You're going to corrupt our kids.
Jeremy writes, I ended up going to Grand Haven Pride on Saturday. I was on a motorcycle ride up to Mesick, got caught some rain north of Sparta, so I diverted to Grand Haven. I had a blast. I went to Pride and now I'm gay. Was straight, saw drag queens. Now I can't stop thinking about penis. No, you got to amp it up. If you really want to make the pearl clutchers crazy, say, I'm now going to go abduct kids because I saw a drag queen. I want my kids exposed to, I wish I had little kids so I could expose them to drag queens. This is what you do. You get the neighborhood kids and you tell them you're going out for ice cream. The moms and dads are going to, oh, go great. That's awesome. Well, then you take them to a drag show. And make sure it's like R-rated or maybe even X. And you bring the children to the drag show. The worse it is, the better it will be for the child. And then you drive home and then you say, all right, anybody have any questions? And then they're going to ask you all sorts of questions. And then you know what you do? You answer them. You answer the questions honestly. You might have to dumb it down a little because they're kids. But you have to. The quicker they have this knowledge base, the better off it's going to be for them. They're going to be better human beings in the long run. Okay, leave nothing to the imagination. Not a thing. Now, the quicker the ones who weren't sure if they were gay, but would eventually become gay anyway, will now be all about their gayness. So let's say you take 10 kids, two of which think they might be gay, but don't know any. They're all confused. They go to the hardcore drag show. All their questions are answered. They walk in the door. Ma, dad, I'm gay. The quicker mom and dad have a handle on this, the easier life is going to be in the long run. Because at that point, some moms and dads will say, well, we cast thee out. Jesus said we must hate you. That's what they believe. So then they kick the kid out, and then the kid gets a new family that accepts him, and then he's still good. So that is why I think that showing children drag shows regularly is the key to adolescent growth. Going forward, that should be the part that should be in your playbook. A pin pusher writes, would you go gay for me, Eric? Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I don't want to flippantly say that, yeah, whatever, I'll go gay. I mean, that's a big decision to make for a person when they accept that. I'm telling you, we were kids, no such thing as gay people. Did not exist. It was a myth. Even when I went to college. Hell, you heard me on those old Friday morning weekend warm-up shows that we reviewed in Who Are These Zanes? I was like saying homophobic shit on the air. And that went full on well into the 2000s. Yeah, you're gay. And yeah, you're so stupid. You're gay. All right. This all comes to us because of Tucker Carlson coming to town with Kid Rock. Now, Kid Rock is not a talker nor a thinker. Dumb. Now, you might be like, EZ, how do you know? Well, I know this sounds strange, but I know a lot of people who know him. Am I going to say who? No. I'll say this. Back in the day when I was somebody on the radio, my agent, Mike Novak, was his agent. There was a some type of event going on. It might have been at his house or at a location that was sponsored by. You get to meet Kid Rock. It's invite only, VIP. Novak can't make it. So he sends my pal. Novak introduced me to a person who I will only call my pal. My pal goes in Novak's place. Hey, I want you to go. And it's just a friend of Novak's, which is also my friend, our friend. When Calvert died in the winter, after the funeral, I went out to eat with the pal, and we started talking about that event, which I had heard this story right before. And he reiterated about just how dumb Bob Ritchie is. And his description of, he goes, so I had extended time with him seated at a bar, just more than just small talk. Okay. And first of all, the amount of booze that guy can consume is remarkable. Second of all, the shit that they talked about allowed my pal to deduce that this guy is dumb as fuck. Remarkably dumb. Like, wait, what? Really? That type of dumb. My God. So that's how I know. Kid Rock is a stupid fuck. And he's not afraid to get shit-faced and talk shit in public, which is good. Now, what does this do? Nothing. It just makes him more money because more stupid people who act like him buy his shit. Tophus says he sure is a dumb twat. Oh, unbelievably. Well, he's touring with Tucker Carlson. My God. Okay, folks, get your tickets for that catastrophe. I would, though, like to be out in front of that venue. I would like to be in that venue if I didn't have to worry about people thinking that I was there because I liked Tucker Carlson or Kid Rock. Nowadays, if I show up at something like that and people see me, they're going to want to kick my ass. Maybe. I don't think enough people even care about me to even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Corey writes, I was listening to Opie and Anthony one time. They had Tommy Lee from Motley Crue on. And they started asking him about Pam Anderson. It's right after they got divorced or something. And he hung up on him. As one of the guys yelled, what a F rhymes with Baggett. That was the last time I heard my show on local radio. Can I ask this? Why the fuck are you telling anybody that? What does that have to do with what the fuck I'm talking about? This is what I'm talking about on the chat. The chat can be so great and so shitty. A lot of the times I have to read that stuff without pre-reading it. Because if I had to pre-read that goddamn book that you just wrote, it would be a lot of silence on my show. So I'm counting on you to be on topic. But you're not. You're shitty, Corey. What the fuck is wrong with you? So frustrating. Live by the chat, die by the chat, I say. Corey in Maine. Thanks. Cool. Nice story. Awesome. Tophus, thank you for the support on Reddit for your old pal EZ. I saw that. Appreciate that. Jeremy says we need Leno Kelly saying, stay on topic, please. Corey says, I missed that entire thing. I was in commercial. Hold on a second here. That's an excuse. He says, also, I have no idea what you just said. I beat you up for that book you fucking wrote. Can I just say, you kind of suck? You really do. First of all, subscribe so that you don't have to get the goddamn commercials, you piece of shit. You have a job. I'm not even going to read your shit, okay? If this is what you're going to do, I'm just going to put you in the ignore room. Unfortunately, that's too bad because I count on people for to be on the chat to be able to interact. You know, that's part of the fun. But you're in poor standing right now. So unfortunately, that's going to have to be it for you today. Maybe one day we'll try again, but thank you. All right, folks, for those of you watching on Facebook and X and YouTube, I appreciate you so much, but I got to let you go. The rest of the show is available, as always, on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive, and you can see the show in its entirety. Not to mention the audio podcast. You can get it wherever you download shows. What I'm saying right now becomes the audio podcast. So there you go. Patreon is available for you. patreon.com/EricZane. Just $5 or $10 a month. In fact, this week we've got a Big Fraud Thursday. We will have an episode of Who Are These Zanes? We go back to August of the year 2003. More than 20 years ago. Oh my God, that means I was 32. Oh my God. All right. So thank you so much. patreon.com/EricZane. Send me an email if you have anything you want to say to eric@ericzaneshow.com. Love to hear from you. That is brought to you by Shoreliners Striping. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by my friends at Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms as well as YouTube. When it comes to insurance, I trust only one person. That would be Frank Fuss. You go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. If you want more information about how Frank can help you, let's say you have no health insurance. You're like, wait a minute, I can only get health insurance if I have a job that offers it. That's not true at all. Not true at all. If you are unemployed, in between jobs, that's the same thing. Own your own business or your boss does not offer health insurance, you got to get it from the marketplace. You're like, easy, I can't afford that. That's like a $1,300 a month policy. Okay. How about you get that for like $100 a month? How in the world is that even possible? The way our lovely government does this at healthcare.gov is by giving you a tax subsidy to pay for most, in some cases all, of that premium that I just mentioned per month. Huh? Yes, that's the way it's set up. If you want to just jump right to the front of the line and skip all the questions, just reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. Many Americans get their insurance this way, including me. Buy insurance. Here.com is the website. Buyinsurancehere.com is where you go. While I'm at it, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage encourages you to reach out to them. 231-332-6505. When you are ready to get into the whole process of getting a mortgage, you know, your own home, you're not paying rent. You're paying on your own home. That is the way to go. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Okay. I'm going to be right back. Let's take a break and come back with more right after this. Okay. Back again. Thank you. Thank you for the timeout. I don't know if you saw this. This was fantastic. Hockey playoffs going on. Some little fucker was, you know how like they interview the coach? He's behind the bench. So some chick's interviewing the coach. Hockey Stanley Cup Finals. I don't even know. It's Florida and Edmonton. That's as far as I know. Like I have time to follow that shit, you know? There's the glass behind the bench, you know, plexiglass, fans sitting there. Future entertainer of the year is behind the coach and the person doing the interviewing for one of the games. This is so South Florida. Of course the kid is doing this. Yeah, occasionally I get ready to start this show. And when I do, all my ducks are in a row. Then suddenly they're not in a row. It's terribly frustrating. All right. I'm just telling you. If I can't, there it is. That's what I wanted. My man. Okay. Audio check. Video check. Reporter, hockey players, coach, South Florida kid.
Welcome back to Florida. Here.
You can't hear anything. Sorry, I'm fucking shit up again. It was a rough start on this. I swear this is going to get better.
Here with Chris Knobloch. We're about to see your team on the power play. When it's at its best, what does it look like?
Okay, yeah. A 10-year-old kid with fat gold chain. Nobody's paying attention to anything this dude is saying as kid is standing behind coach and reporter doing muscle shots.
Welcome back to Florida. Here with Chris Knobloch. We're about to see your team on the power play. When it's at its best, what does it look like?
Calm, composed, just patient with the puck and not forcing things.
What have you seen from your team so far tonight?
I loved our start. I think we've come out, played very well, breaking the puck out. We've had some really nice looks around their net.
Kid's kind of jacked for his age.
We still got to maintain that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got to get him a lap dance from the drag queen. Raise your hand if you heard anything that coach said. Not a bit of it. Mr. 10, junior division. Tofus with, he's already beaten up all the girls in his kindergarten class. Wow, that is Florida man in training, without a doubt. The next game, same thing.
Chris Knobloch, what went through your mind when Warren Fogle took that penalty?
This tough call for the referees. I don't
of the foxhole.
You finally got a lead in this series. What did it take?
Pardon?
What did it take to get your first goal in the series?
Just obviously.
Okay. I mean, no one gives a. What is the question? What did it take to get your goal?
Your first goal in the series.
What did it take to get your first goal in the series? What a horrible question. She needs to just say, what do you think of this kid right here?
The series, what did it take?
Pardon?
What did it take to get your first goal in the series?
Again, the questions. Who? What did it take to get your first goal? And I always, I'm starting to come around to people who say, well, what kind of questions is that? This guy actually engages or gives her, tries to give her a normal answer.
So obviously, Todd Mandarash, we're able to obviously get a good capitalize. And we know they're aggressive and they're going to step down. And we just have to make sure that we can put the bucks behind them and hopefully we can get some chances like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is so funny. I love that kid. Everybody loves that kid. You know how much tail he's going to get thrown at him in whatever grade he's in? What do you think? Fourth grade, maybe? Maybe fifth? This person writes, I'm super sick of this kid. Why is this funny? I'll tell you why it's funny, you dumb motherfucker. Because she's interviewing the coach in the Stanley Cup playoffs and nobody gives a fuck at what they're saying because this kid's doing that shit. Who's letting him stand there? Brilliant person. Why? Why do I have to look at a shirtless child during a hockey game? You don't have to. Shut up. My God. Jeremy writes, what did it take to get your first goal? I don't know, lady. A player slapped that hard piece of rubber into the back of the net. Yeah, that's like that WNBA interview we talked about. This one says, bad parenting. That kid is going to grow up to be very entitled. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's just being a kid. This person says, I would have ended my show with this kid each night. Most exciting part of the coverage. I like the other topless Oilers fan. Oh, yeah. That chick with the, she lifted her shirt up in the playoff run. I guess they got her on spitting chiclets. The actual chick who lifted her shirt to let him breathe. Tophus says, Ashley, don't get me started, okay? We have homeostasis. Things are fine right now. I'm not saying that she's not fine. I'm just saying when things are a little need to be a little calmer back from that era of the show. We're probably in a better spot without boobies going forward. My God. All right. So that kid is making the rounds. Everybody's talking about him, about the shirtless kid. Yeah, I imagine eventually people will get sick of him, you know? You gotta find out the way to step up your game. If you're that kid, you've now twice been seen on TV doing that. So what's next? What are you going to do that's going to take it to the next level? If he has an older brother, it is his obligation to teach him something that makes him do something on TV that he's not aware of that is dirty. Okay? So, if his 15-year-old brother says, oh, hey, man, we're going to go to the game again. So, this time I want you to do this. And if you're watching, you got it. But if you're listening, my mouth was open and my hands were over my head like I was stroking a dick in each of them. Now, the child does not know that on TV, he'll be stroking two dicks with his mouth open and his tongue out. But if the older brother is worth his salt, he'll make the kid do that. See, this is what you do. You start with the double bicep, and then you go... You got to do that. And everybody will love it. What does that mean? That means you love Jesus. Just make something. It doesn't matter what. Kids are stupid. He'll fall for it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be that. It could be anything. It could be any horrible thing the older brother needs to make that kid do. In my opinion. Bob says pepper grinder. You can make the kid do the pepper grinder. Exactly. Cole says someone clipped that. He also adds he might need a championship belt with him. Tophus goes with he needs to be a world star video of him hitting a woman or beating up a minority. My God, all things that would never, all these jokes, none of them would be heard on the radio. None. We're in such a special spot right now. Earlier, my pal Christian Blatt was joining us. It is serve as a reminder that as I'm speaking right this second live, it is 11:01. In under 3 hours, we will be starting another rip-roaring award-winning broadcast of Who Are These Broadcasters. You can find it on YouTube. You search Who Are These Podcasts on YouTube, and it's right there. Live video. It is a live show. We do it at 2 p.m. Yes, busy as always. Today is Tuesday. This is like my Friday because everything else the rest of the week is a piece of cake because I do the radio starting at 6 a.m. It ends at 10 a.m. Start the podcast. Podcast finishes. Do the Patreon. Patreon finishes. Who Are These Broadcasters? Who Are These Broadcasters finishes. Meanwhile, I'm on the air on Big 101.3 from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I may be adding another job. That's right. Another job. Of course, I'll have to subtract one. More on that, hopefully later. Trust me, though, I will not subtract the podcast. Jobs I will keep. Morning Drive, Q100, podcasting, Bosco's Pub. There is no doubt that today I am... it was weird because last night I got to bed late. And then I kept getting woke up. It was god-awful, fucking terrible. And I had a dream like I was getting stabbed. I wake up, and Darla is, she's digging her claws into my back, like Wolverine. And I'm like, ah, God, what the fuck is going on here? And it's like, there is something to be said about the whole idea of having a dream about something, but you're being influenced by something in the real world. It just has a type of Inception, Christopher Nolan type feel to it. That's the kick in Inception. When the dog literally starts kicking you. It's a movie I barely understand. And then zero understanding of the movie Tenet. So fucked up. Oh, my God. Very strange. Okay. In my neck of the woods here in Michigan, but not really, the community of Oscoda, which is in the Q100 listening area. If you listen to me today on Q100, you already know this story. This is the state trooper who, that is Trooper Scruggs and his canine partner, Waco, who looks to be like a shepherd. If you're that cop who has the dog and you're like, you know, the handler, to me, there would be great satisfaction in knowing that you're about to let Waco off the chain. And the dog is just like, let me off. I'm going to go kick his ass. I'm going to go fucking bite him. You know, the dog's like, all I've been able to do is bite into that stupid protective suit on my guy, on the dude training me how to be a badass. It's time to sink my teeth into skin. Deep. There was some incident where this stupid shit was involved in an accident. Now, I don't know if he hit a pedestrian or if he hit another motorist. But the cops were investigating and the guy was there. And the next thing they know, they turn around and this stupid fuck is running through the field into the woods. And they're like, oh, come on back. Come on now. Ah, and it's through like swamp and shit. And the trooper's like, oh, fuck. Well, we got to go get him. He's like, I'm not doing that shit. I am just not in the mood for this. Scruggs, let Waco off the leash. Opens up the door. He's got the aviators on. The dog. Take the dog's sunglasses off. Okay, here we go.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Takes him off. Go get him. Sick balls. And then there goes the dog. Knowing that if you're the bad guy, knowing the mistake that you've made as the dog is running to you. Now, from the time you let the dog out to the time it reaches the guy and starts biting the fuck out of him to apprehend him, the guy knows the dog's coming. So he's like, okay, I give up. Stop, stop, stop. But, I mean, if I'm the handler for the dog, I'm not calling the dog back. Okay, the dog has worked tirelessly for that moment in time. The dog is not going to kill the guy. It's probably going to fuck him up a little bit. But this dude, this has got to be a rock bottom moment for somebody. Now, God knows if he was drunk or if he hurt somebody or what, but I mean, this is all about decisions and choices. And if you find yourself soaking wet from running through a swamp and you're trying to hide with a dog named Waco baring his teeth, ready to bite the fuck out of you, there comes a time when you have to maybe grow up a little bit. Holy shit. And so the dog latched on and that was it. They got the bad guy. Found him in the woods, taken into custody without incident, and lodged at the Oscoda County Sheriff's Office. That's what happens a lot with people up there. You know, there's a lot of people that are Northern Michigan that are affected by alcohol, and so they make a lot of dumb decisions. So, you know, some of these counties, which are the poorest counties in Michigan, they'll look at their ledger for funding for the county. And it'll be like road repair, $40. Child education, $0. Food for the elderly, $10. Canine dog training, $4 million. For every resident, there is 5 canine police dogs in these communities. Everywhere you turn, it's just dogs, police dogs, wanting to kick your ass. And when they get the opportunity to sink their teeth into somebody, they're going to fucking take that shit. So, all right. Great job to the dog. This story is pandemic related. Remember that? My God, I was just having a conversation with Pooh Bear the other day. I was like, it seems like a decade ago. Nobody's really scared of it anymore. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, what's next? There's got to be something down the road that's going to happen. I just pray it's not in our lifetime. Well, the pandemic is being blamed for kids being stupid. According to this article, pandemic learning loss has really, really messed up kids on their developmental skills. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, what could it possibly be? How could they possibly quantify it? But they have. According to the article, because of the pandemic, basic developmental skills ranging from sharing, now these are little kids, real little kids, to using scissors. The kids don't know how to do that shit. Because when they were away from school and in the presence of their family, the parents didn't teach them how to do anything, which is proof positive that parents simply use the school system as babysitting. When the chips are down and they actually have to do some work, they're not going to do that shit. I'll tell you this. If I've got a job and a life and suddenly I've got a little kid and I got to teach him how to use scissors or share, there is no way I'm doing any of that. To me, that's a Team Pink thing. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't have the time. So teachers are saying that the stakes are being raised to use the summer months to help make up the gap. I don't know about you, but if I did have to teach a kid to do those two things, share or use scissors, how hard could that possibly be to teach a child how to use scissors? I'm guessing 1 minute is what it would take to teach a child how to use scissors. And when it comes to sharing, I mean, you could make a day out of it and teach them how to share. Yeah, sharing is fun. When it's not, sharing sucks. And I think maybe that might be the avenue that parents want to teach their kids. Who decided that sharing is a good thing? To me, that makes them competitive. If the teacher says, all right, Billy, give up the ball so that Johnny can play with it, wouldn't it teach them something a little better if Billy or whatever the name I use said, no, come and get it. Come and take it from my cold, dead fingers. This is bullshit. You got to earn that thing. Survival of the fittest. When I was in school, we weren't worried about sharing. We were interested in playing Smear the Queer and N-word pile. That's that story I was telling you about. And some of you thought that I was just bullshitting, but it absolutely was a true story. I'll never forget Mr. Palo, because we used to play N-word pile. And so we found somebody who looked like they could get their ass kicked and not defend themselves. And a lot of times I was the N-word in N-word pile. This is probably, you know, second grade, first grade, third grade. So you run around and you find somebody who looks like a good target. And then the entire mob of kids, we all yell N-word pile, but we wouldn't say N-word. We would say the word. And then, like, the lunch lady would, hey, what are you guys doing? Mrs. Bochniak, we're just playing at N-word pile. Okay, be careful. It's totally cool. So then we get back. One of the kids, I think his name is Keith Lang. I think we broke his neck or something like that. He was badly injured. And we thought that it was all over because Mr. Palo said, look, no more N-word pile. And, you know, you might think that it was because we were using the N-word. No. It's because of the injury. They didn't care that we called it N-word pile. Now, N-word pile then transformed to the not as intense smear the queer. You know, we weren't worried about sharing. It was all about whose ass was getting kicked. So Education Week State of Teaching Survey came up with this. Found out that most pre-K through third grade teachers said that compared to 5 years ago, their kids had more difficulties listening, getting along with others, and using pencils. To me, this is good. We're going back to the 1970s. The pandemic was good for kids. Now, these teachers, we all know how I feel about teachers. Teachers want everything to be just so. All they do is complain. And then they bitch that they don't have enough money. They bitch that they're underfunded. They bitch that they have to work. You know, all they want to do is sit in their desk and flirt with the hot teachers that are in the lounge and make the kids take notes, okay? While they contemplate their 4 months off that they have every year. And is it four? I think it's 6 months they have off every year for vacation. So teachers are like, oh, yeah, this is bullshit. But in my opinion, a student that doesn't listen is the unhammered nail. And the unhammered nails in the world are the ones that become the next Musks or Zuckerbergs or Bezoses or what's the name of that fucking billionaire with all the real estate? Fucking Berkshire Hathaway. What's his name? You know what I mean. So this is all stupid. Experts say it is important that parents use the time over the summer to be hands-on with their children's activities and be sure to prep them with the tools to have successful interactions with their peers. Yeah, great. Can you imagine being a kid when we were growing up in the 1970s and all we're going to do is play baseball and be gone for 18 of 24 hours a day? And, you know, get in trouble, vandalize shit, find Playboys out in the woods, figure out what beating off is. And we got to, hey, come on home. Why? Well, I got to show you how to use scissors and how to share. What the fuck? Are you kidding? No. My God. No, that's the teacher's jobs, you know? So I guess at the end of the school year last year, the survey showed 70% of educators believe students were misbehaving more than in 2019. Good. Quote, kids are struggling to resolve normal conflicts that happen day to day. Good. I sound like Jocko. So parents often feel very helpless when their kids are struggling with friendships. But there's actually a lot we can do about it, said Eileen Kennedy Moore, a psychologist and author of the book Growing Friendships, A Kid's Guide to Making and Keeping Friends. I'm so glad that I am not growing up in the era of today so that I don't grow up to be a huge pussy, because that's what's happening. All kids today are shit, all right? They're the worst.
There's a point.
I love it when you find the rare mom who's like, yeah, shut up. You know, who just tells it like it is. I love those moms. They're very rare these days. We need more. Megan says the fastest way to teach a kid to use scissors, give them a pair and a doll with hair. Boom. Can you imagine that, Megan? Megan is one of America's great moms. Tophus, quote, fuck scissors, Ma. We got to drink out of hoses and beat up the gay kids. Warren Buffett is his name. Tophus writes, some things have gotten better. Income inequality has gotten way worse. I'm glad that people get canceled when they are anti-gay or racist scumbags. COVID kids are still so much better than like 80s kids, which is me. What do you mean? COVID kids are so much better. I don't agree with that at all. In what way? All of this using the word good got me thinking. It's been a little while since we heard from our pal Jocko Willink and his speech, good.
Direct subordinates, one of my guys that worked for me, he would call me up or pull me aside with some major problem, some issue that was going on. And he'd say, boss, we got this and that and the other thing. And I'd look at him and I'd say, good.
Good.
And finally, one day he was telling me about some issue that he was having, some problem. And he said, I already know what you're going to say. I said, well, what am I going to say? He said, you're going to say good. He said, that's what you always say.
Oh.
When something is wrong and going bad, you always just look at me and say, good.
He's talking about from his military experience, by the way. So he's like, boss, I just got my arm blown off. Good.
And I said, well, yeah. When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it.
I want Jocko to make a video of him saying that to just random people. You know, like he can do like a live appearance like Tucker Carlson. And it's just a live stream of him and people who come up to him and say, yeah, my kid was just eaten by a shark. And Jocko has to look him in the face and say, good.
Are going bad. There's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted?
Good.
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 More time to get better.
More time to get better.
Oh, mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get funded? Didn't get the job you wanted? Got injured?
Got injured.
Sprained my ankle? Got tapped out? Good.
Good.
Got beat? Good. You learned.
Learned.
Unexpected problems? Good.
By the way, no person under 18, under 21, sees it like this. This is so not real to anyone young today. It's just doesn't work.
We have the opportunity to figure out a solution. That's it. When things are going bad, don't get all bummed out. Don't get startled. Don't get frustrated.
Reload.
Re-engage.
If you can say the word good,
got some life in you.
Guess what? It means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, well, then hell, you still got some fight left in you.
You're goddamn right.
So get up.
Get up.
Dust off. Reload. Recalibrate.
Yeah.
Re-engage. And go out on the attack.
I want Jocko to say that to, like, a guy who is just a head. Like, his head is being kept alive by machines. And it just happened. So he's got, like, a heart and lung machine, and he's just a head. Jocko! And he has a good. Good, you got your body cut off. Now, here's the thing about Jocko. I probably would not ever say good. I would never have the nerve to say good to someone who just told me their kid is dead.
Well, good.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there one? Who's the guy? There's a singer, a performer that was talking to Rogan. Okay, and it was Everlast, and I think Everlast's kid is sick or something like that, and Rogan tried, oh, well, have you seen Jocko? And he's like, what, huh, Jocko? Oh, yeah, he says good, your kid's sick or something like that. So I don't... I don't know if that's going to work with everybody. I like to watch Jocko Good and not exactly push it on people. I just would like to watch it for myself, you know? Because I believe that Jocko Good story, but I don't know if that's going to work for other people in my life. They might hate you if you drop Jocko Good on them. You know?
Kid doesn't know how to use scissors. Good.
Especially parents of these pussy kids that exist today. My God. All right. How the hell did we get on that? Oh, it was because of the kids in the pandemic. The pandemic made them not be able to use scissors, and they're not sharing. And I don't see the problem in any of that. I think that's
good.
Good. Okay, what's going on here? Ride starring Disney's first black princess replaces attraction based on film many view as racist. Okay. Okay, I often like to pay attention to these and try to figure out how people can think the way they think. Here's the princess and the prince at Disney. Actors dressed as Princess Tiana and Princess Naveen from The Princess and the Frog perform on a float in a stock picture. A new attraction starring the first African-American princess in Disney's kingdom is opening at Disney. Some followers see it as fitting that the attraction starring Tiana is opening in the space that's formerly occupied
by the Splash Mountain ride. Okay. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I think Splash Mountain was the one that has like Song of the South playing and stuff like that and all the various old school racist things. And now they're putting a black princess in there. Okay. A new attraction starring the first black Disney princess is opening. So let's get to the bottom of this. Some Disney followers seen it's a good thing to replace a ride based on a movie that had racist tropes. Now, I don't know, did the character in The Princess and the Frog, was that, I don't know, was that character always black? I don't know. And even if it wasn't, so what? Okay? If I'm Disney, what I do is I make it all black. I make every princess black. And when I say black, I mean like jungle black. In places like the Congo. All right. Wesley Snipes. Think Wesley Snipes type black. Okay. And I would only do it to watch everybody lose their fucking shit. It'd be great. That would be the best publicity. And then you change them out. You make them like different, like you have Black Week. And then you have Asian Week. You have Mexican Week. Little People Week. Wheelchair Week. Oh, my God. The possibilities are endless here. Or month. You can do a whole month. Black, Asian, Mexican, wheelchair, little people. Down syndrome princesses. That's six. You need 12 months. We got six right there off the top of my head. Transgender. So it has to be all chicks. It used to be dudes. And flip it over the other way. Oh, just fucking turn it all on its ear. I would love that. Anyway. So, the new attraction replaces Song of the South. I'm sorry, Splash Mountain. The water ride had been themed to Song of the South, a 1946 Disney movie filled with racist cliches about African Americans and plantation life. Okay, so, I mean, I can only assume what they're doing. The characters are doing shit that would be of the period. Perhaps like on plantation-style homes or The Help or working in the fields, picking cotton, shit like that. Yeah, I could see. It's just remarkable that it took them that long to get rid of that fucking attraction. Can you imagine being a little kid and seeing, oh yeah, this is what the black people do. They're picking cotton. God damn it. Song of the South film is a mix of live action cartoons and music featuring an older black dude who works at a plantation and tells fables about talking animals to a white city boy. It says the film's been criticized for its racist stereotypes. I need to know more about those racist stereotypes. Was it the way they speak, the way they dress? Is it like blackface? You get things like that all the time in Disney. The crow characters from the 1941 film Dumbo and the King Louie character from the Jungle Book in 1967 were viewed as African-American caricatures. Okay, I can picture what the fuck. I know what that is. The depiction of Native Americans in Peter Pan. Oh, man, yeah, that's rough. Back then, we didn't give a shit about that. We didn't care. We weren't sensitive. But nowadays, all right. I mean, just kind of back it off here. And what's good about this is you got to go ahead and, change with the times. Not only is it good because whatever, people just don't want to see it or hear it. But you can piss off the people that are going to be at the Tucker Carlson show. They don't like that shit. All right. So they went ahead and replaced the Splash Mountain with black character. And now I guess there's people that are outraged saying, yeah, this is racist. This is racist to us whites. The angry white guy. It's like, you're such a fucking idiot. My God. God, do you have to be so stupid? Whenever someone says, yeah, oh my God, man, they're replacing Splash Mountain with Princess and the Frog, and it's a black chick. Oh, it's another example of racism. And it's so not, but they're so dumb, they think it is. But what it really is not only is it their stupidity showing, it shows that they also are racist. They're fucking racist. Whenever a white guy cries about anything and says, oh my God, it's racist, you dumb fuck, it so is not. Jesus Christ. It was fun when they cried over masks. It's fun when they cry because a character was replaced by a black person. It really is. Oh my God. Great stuff as always. Thank you. Okay. On the Patreon today, I cannot wait. I've been kicking this story down the road for days. It is a good news story, also about kids. And some parents are going to be like, oh, no. Oh, God. So dumb. And they're making a big deal of it. Like, this is what these children are afflicted with, is some type of debilitating thing. 1 in 9 U.S. children have something. And that's making people, lose their shit. Wondering what, oh my God, what's wrong with my child? Oh my God. Oh my God. All kids, this is what all you need to know. All kids are fuck faces, and they continue to be fuck faces for a long period of time. Then one day, they stop being a fuck face. Typically, girls act like fuck faces up to a point younger than dudes. Dudes can be in fuck face mode till about 40. Now, if you're lucky, the boy will be in fuckface mode and then out of it by 25. Fuckface mode also leads to wealth. If the kid is allowed to be a fuckface and figure it out for himself, he may take his fuckface powers and become rich. Now, the problem is too many parents want to get involved and take away their fuckface years. God damn it. Knock it off. The only thing you got to worry about is the kid hurt? Yes or no. Did he hurt anybody else? Yes or no. And that's open to discussion. That's subjective about how hurt. Because your view of hurt might not be the same as the other parent's view of hurt. Okay, is that making any sense here? I am fucking killing it on the advice today about parenting. Tovis says, I wish I had good fuckface powers because I never got rich. One thing you have to do, though, you may become less of a fuck up, but you need to stay true to your fuckface. Your fuckfacism. I fucked that joke up. I will never fully let go of fuckfacism. It is because my fuckface ability that I am allowed to have joy in my life and capitalize because of it. Don't take that away from someone. I'm going to talk more about that on the Patreon. Meanwhile, Berlin Raceway, the Money in the Bank race is tomorrow. Go to berlinraceway.com for tickets. We have racing Saturday as well. Also, berlinraceway.com for tickets. $14 a pop. All right, if it rains, you get a rain check. If you buy them at the gate, they're 18. So buy them online. You can even buy them up to the last possible minute. berlinraceway.com. 15 and under free. Parking free. Bring your cooler full of your snacks. Whatever. Make your roast beef sandwich. Everybody loves roast beef. If you can afford it, I can't even talk. Bring all your soft drinks. No glass. No booze. Berlin Raceway, the best place for family entertainment. Not only that, that's a great date. Like, if you're dating somebody, let's go to the races. You got a bar there. You can get away from the grandstand if you want to just go and hang out at the bar. Maybe get a little stink finger. Great place to take a date. Finally today, one of the sponsors that helps make this show go around is my tech team at Blue Frost IT. Online at bluefrostit.com. Their number, 616-285-50. That number again, 616-285-50. All right. It's time for the asshole of the day. I know I'm cutting the show short, but I'm running out of gas and I need a nap. If I'm going to make it through today, I have to pace myself. So that's what's happening. With all of the subjects that we've talked about today, who could we name as the asshole of the day? I saw some suggestions earlier because, again, a lot of the time when I do these shows, there are lots of good examples of asshole of the day. But when I finish talking about one topic and then move to the next one, I'm not going to lie to you. I am in the process of forgetting about what I just talked about. So when people reach out to me later on and say, hey, EZ, and they say, that was something when you were talking about, and I don't know what the fuck they mean because they haven't given me enough information. So that's what I'm talking about. If you have a suggestion, or you made one earlier, leave it in the comments. With Berlin Raceway prices, you can afford roast beef, says Bob. Yesterday it was the Kent Trails bike asshole. I do have a brief update. He has deleted his Facebook. It's about time, stupid. Doesn't matter. You're still fucked. My source said that he's been getting killed on social media because more and more people are finding out who he is. First, he changed his city where he lives to Salt Lake City and removed his wife as a friend so that nobody could harass her. It's like, you stupid fuck, just delete it. So who is our asshole of the day? It's the Kent Trails bike asshole. Congrats. I'm trying my hardest to keep that front and center. So as we wait to find out how long does it take that fucking prosecutor to figure out whether or not this fuck's getting charged? My God, hurry up. Folks, as always, you're a tremendous audience. You give me so much to talk about. I appreciate the interaction. And you guys are just as awesome as you always are. Thank you for being here. And I'll talk to you on Patreon. Till then, have a good one, folks. Thank you. I'm not going to lie. May take a nap. See ya. Bye-bye.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.